You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios this holiday weekend, Mr. Greg Jablonski. This is going to be a wild one, isn't it?
It is.
So how the heck?
I'm all fired up. I'm good.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
Well, let's just start out with our topic of the week. As real estate taxes climb.
Yes.
Do tell us about that. I mean, we all just are off receiving our tax statements.
Yes.
And you had an interesting philosophy on that. I don't know if you want to repeat that on the air or not, but.
Now, which one? We've talked about so many prior to our going on the air.
About not ruining your holidays.
So yeah, I don't open mine.
So you don't open them until
I don't want bad news.
You don't want bad news.
And I've heard from other people now that definitely went up, and you know, and I kind of don't understand. In some cases, of course, being a quote senior citizen these days, I talk to a lot of senior citizens.
Yep, and I'm one
and
too.
The consistency is. Ours are up. And, you know, they're not just small little increases.
No.
It's $500, $600, $800, $900, maybe $1,000 on taxes that are already actually too high. But you see, the philosophy that some of the people in the government have is, well, we got a balanced budget. And, you know, we don't have any debt. And we need bison in the parks.
Well, there's a philosophy, there's a thought going around out there is that, you know, they're going to make that money back. Have you heard that
rumor? I know.
I heard that rumor.
Rumor?
I might have started that rumor.
I was going to protect you, Greg.
I don't need protection.
That, when they start selling bison burgers, heck, they're going to get all that money back.
I know.
But how does that stuff happen? I have a hard time with that, Greg, because if I vote for a member and, you know, I try to be fiscally responsible, I don't see that as a necessity for spending taxpayers' money.
See, everybody is fiscally and financially responsible to themselves. I can't get this philosophy that goes on where once you start getting into government, all those rules of road go out the window. Mm-hmm. That you don't apply the same rules that you do for your household to the governments. And, you know, it's like, okay, we really got to have bison in the parks? I mean, what do you think that costs? I'd like to know the staff time and the research and the going back and forth with everybody and then buying the bisons. And then we're going to have vets out to the bisons and we're going to do this and do that, all the bisons. And guess what? Your real estate taxes went up. But guess what? They don't have any debt. And those bison, they will be paid for.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah, they will be paid in cash. You know, we won't have any debt on bison.
Right.
They aren't going to finance
the bisons. Right.
Right. And they won't have any income from the bisons either.
Well, maybe when the burgers go on sale.
Bison burger. I forgot
but
that.
We already paid for those bisons, so why are they selling the burgers back to us?
And, of course, we're off on the ridiculous when we talk about that. But, there's, you know, that's just the one thing that signals that maybe things aren't maybe always the best decision.
Well,
and we have a board of commissioners sitting up there that are elected officials that maybe once in a while they say, you know, taxes are kind of going up. Maybe we need to put the bison program on hold. Because what's it going to cost, you know, $150,000, $200,000, $300,000? I have no idea what that costs.
I don't either.
I don't think I'm overstating it at $250,000.
No. I would say you're very conservative.
Okay. Now let's talk about what they should be thinking about.
Right.
Let's freeze the taxes on senior citizens.
Yeah.
Put an income level. Do whatever you want. But let's get that program started. And Dakota County is supposed to be the leader. I'm always told that by the officials that are in there, that we're one of the leading counties in the state of Minnesota. So let's step up to the plate and get that done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't think that's quite what they meant, though, when they said they were leaders, Greg.
Well, that I'll challenge them on. Prove you're a leader, then, because they always say it, you know it, and I know it.
Right.
We're always told they are, aren't they?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, it's coming to a point, and this is my opinion, that our local governments, our counties, our schools, our feds, our states, are really taxing senior citizens out of their homes.
I don't think there's any question about that. There's too many instances. And there are people that are on limited budgets, and those are the people that they need to start by addressing. If you've got a certain income level, you need some help on these taxes. At least leave them alone. Don't keep going up and up just because you want bison. And I only use that as one example. I'm sure there's a lot of other examples. The hiring freeze is not on at the state of Minnesota. News at 11. We're needing more people and more people. And and I don't know. I haven't figured it out. I shouldn't say more on that. But, you know, it's just like if you run a private enterprise, you watch your hiring and you watch your employment and you watch your payroll. And
well,
you know, government doesn't do that.
If I can use your time to tell you a little story about our experience with what happened with that. For, a while back ago, we had... we were hiring a receptionist out in front right after COVID. And we had somebody all lined up, and then somebody went to this person and said, you know, said, hey, why don't you come and work out at the county? Because they couldn't, you know, and we were offering as high a wage as we could. I think it was 15 bucks an hour, because that's a lot of money for us.
You can't compete with government, Dan.
And I learned that lesson the hard way. So the government, the county, came in and offered this person a job, because somebody she knew there came and said, hey, why don't you come and work for us, an elected official. And they offered her $25 an hour, and she went to work for them. Imagine. Well, Greg, I'm telling you, as a small business person, we can't afford a receptionist at $25 an hour. We just can't.
I get it.
So now I'm paying taxes, and you know what business taxes are. They're higher than what they are for a home. So we're paying business taxes, and then we're paying home taxes.
Right.
To have the government hire people away from us. How does that work? So you are spot on. We had that happen to us.
No, it's unfortunate, and I don't know. And that just circles right back around. Well, the reason they can do that is because they keep increasing the real estate taxes.
Well, and
their income is unlimited.
Exactly.
Unlimited income, because they raise taxes. But they don't look at the people that they're affecting.
Right.
And those folks, unfortunately for them, they don't voice their opinions. They sit back and they talk about the bills and why it went up $500 and, you know, Jeep this and it cuts into this and, you know, and they just don't relate. And that's the problem, is there's nobody that's actually watching this. There's no watchers. No, whatever you want to call it. There's no balances. Checks and balances do not occur in county spending.
We have to start getting good people to run on those positions, those elected positions, very least. Because what I'm told then is, when I say, well, my taxes went up, they go, well, no, they didn't. The value of your home did. And that, you know, well, yeah, it's so... Government really likes inflation. They like real estate prices going up out of hand, because they can profit off of that.
I know. We best not talk about that part. But, you know, the whole thing is, I hope somebody does something. And I hope everybody that opens their tax bill and thinks it's a little high picks up the phone and calls that elected official and say, what is going on? There's nobody that won't open their tax statement that won't ask themselves, what's this about?
But don't take the excuse that, no, the value of your home went up, that's why your taxes went up. Then you're taxing us too much.
Yeah.
Tax now, at the, you know.
The value of your home doesn't always have something to do with exactly what's going on with spending of government.
Right.
You know, the two aren't correlated. That's how they determine to charge their taxes. Because on the value, you can pay a certain percentage. And as values go up, then all of a sudden, it shouldn't be the final decision. Well, now we can spend more money.
Right.
Now we have more money, and it's not we can. We must spend more money because we're getting more money. And at a certain point, somebody should say, well, gee, with the recent increase, we should be maybe cutting back the taxes and whatever basis they use to determine that. There's a term, and I can't find it right now, but it's the mill rate. They should cut back their mill rate and say, we don't have to. And wouldn't that be a nice surprise to open up your tax bill in any given year and say, gosh, my taxes went down.
Yeah, and the value of my house went up.
Boy, that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, our realtor, Greg Jablonski. Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
Greg, let me ask you a question, because I've heard this before. Is that when you open up that tax rate or that tax state proposal, what they call it, I guess, you can go to meetings and stuff and talk it over with them. But does the average person, are they really ever going to be successful with that?
That's called a dog and pony show.
That's what I've heard.
Yes. And so that's just to pacify the people, right, or whatever, and it's just something they do. And the real thing is to pick up the phone and call that representative and say, hey, what are you going to do this about this taxes? You know, they're just getting out of control. And until people take serious objection to it, and, you know, when it comes time for voting, make sure you take your tax bill with you. Mm-hmm. And you, when you go in that voting booth, you open it up and look at it and say, no, I'm happy with this. And if you're happy with it, then vote how you want. If you're not, then you got to vote for change.
Right. But don't you feel that people sometimes have short memories?
Yeah, till they're broke.
Yeah, then it's too late, though.
Then you got a pretty long memory when you run out of money.
Yeah, and then it's too late.
But the whole problem is, and now, so we talk about real estate, and we're supposed to be talking about real estate, and everybody will tell me, well, how do you get off on taxes, and this isn't right, and that. On every home purchase, we always go into the real estate taxes, and it's a very significant amount today, mm-hmm, as to what you need when it comes to PITI. And that is your total payment. Mm-hmm. And property taxes have become a very significant factor in that. Mm-hmm. And mortgage insurance is also another factor. So once you get what these are, principal and interest, even at 6% today is okay. But, you know, it's still, you add on all the taxes and the mortgage insurance, well, that just drives it up again. And so if everybody would get together and say, hey, we can reduce our taxes 10%, I don't think that's a big deal. I mean, I know what I pay for taxes, and I just think a little here and a little there, and the county could, like, not buy bison.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only related thing I could come up with, because I have no idea what they spend their money on. Mm-hmm. And I just think it. I don't know how many people think that's a good thing.
Well, and like,
could you do a survey on that for me?
Yeah, maybe we can do that. Yeah,
I'm big on the surveys these days, because I don't know how else people can relate to what people really want, because they certainly aren't getting the message, I don't think.
No.
And that's why I want to go back to the home sales. It's important. Right now we're in kind of a slump. We're maybe headed, mm-hmm, to a recession. I don't know how housing is going to go. I mean, some people are, you know, maybe in denial or whatever, that we're going to have some hard sledding for home buyers. And I think it has gotten tough since the interest rates have really gone up. And now we're looking at proposed taxes going up. Mm-hmm. So everything just makes it more and more difficult for them to purchase. And I've heard recently home buyers listing their homes because they're going into an apartment. Well, wow. I don't think that's a scenario we want to keep.
No, that's not sustainable.
And what that's, I reading between the lines, feel that some people are thinking, well, the home is becoming unaffordable.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see that, then I start to spear and say, hey, what about the taxes? Let's start that, mm-hmm, you know, get that done. Interest rates will roll back, and I think they have a little bit.
Have they?
So if you're sitting on the fence right now, I think it's time to, the prices are sliding back, the interest rates are sliding back. It's a good time to start looking again. It really is. And the inventory is still low, because now people aren't really too active in it, but there are homes, mm-hmm, on the market, and you just start gearing up for it.
Mm-hmm. So you're seeing a definite slowdown out there.
There's a definite slowdown.
And that's what we're hearing on, you know, on the news and, mm-hmm, stuff too, is yep, that's happening. And
now it's becoming prevalent that people are talking recession. I mean, there's not many people that when you turn on the radio aren't talking about recession.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it seems to me it was awful suspicious that the day after the election, it took Google to say that they're laying off 60,000 people. Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook is laying off 30,000 people.
Yeah.
Why wasn't this stuff? They knew about this before the election, but they, you know, a lot of the places held it until after that.
Well, you're kind of paranoid today. You don't think they'd really do that, do you?
They did it.
What? Really?
It's, you know, I mean, they, you know, they had to know about that before, you know, that Monday. Why did they wait till Wednesday to do it?
It's unfortunate, but those are the corrections you're going to go through. And Hewlett-Packard, I just heard on the news today.
Just today, yes, I heard that too.
Big layoff, mm-hmm, and their computer sales aren't driven like they used to be.
Right.
So they're not looking for that to change. So there's a lot of people, right, that are losing some very well-paying jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And now if you're saddled with the home loan and this, I mean, what does it take for sometimes these dominoes to tip? And it's good income people being unemployed. And you know anybody working for those companies we just talked about has got a very good income.
Yeah.
And when half your income for a family goes away, that's a serious problem.
That really
is. Now you got to put your house on the market because you no longer make the payments. And let's say then your house can't sell because you had a very expensive home. And it's just that, it's just a terrible, terrible tailspin. And financially, people sometimes aren't equipped to have it. I mean, it's a vicious world in finances sometimes.
Do you see that if, I mean, that comes to fruition, which I believe it is already happening, that we'll hit another spot of deflation and maybe house prices and property prices will come down?
Well, we have.
Okay.
You know, and of course, the county, they don't, you can't explain that. They go by the yellow slips that go in and whatever it is, then they add those up, but there's no, you know, there's no waiting period. You know, in other words, there's no cycles. There's no 2-year, 3-year cycles for them because they're anxious to get that increased value to increase their incomes.
Right.
Everybody will say, well, that's not true. That's not true. Well, I don't know why they bother increasing the values then if it's not true.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, and that's just like it. Like I was telling you off the air, our property taxes went way up. Mm-hmm. And you're told then by the elected officials, well, we didn't raise it. Your values went up, and that's what caused it. You know, I mean, we didn't raise our mill rate, or we're not taking any more. Yeah, you are.
Yes, yes.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
And I don't buy that, and I don't accept that as the answer.
Right.
Because now we, and I'll tell you what, Greg, if it wasn't for me working and Barb working, which we're probably going to have to, on a fixed income, we'd have to figure out what to cut, maybe sell the house and downsize and go smaller. So now we're just going to have to work until the day we leave this earth. And then they're going to tax us on the way out.
I know. It's kind of depressing. When but, you reach that point in our life, that's the real serious part, too.
And
that everybody's faced with it. So I'm thinking of other senior citizens
right.
that I know of. And
that can't work. We're fortunate, our health, we can.
And some of them are even older in age. And as they keep getting higher tax bills, it's not a good situation. You know, you and I honestly can afford the higher taxes. Mm-hmm. We're not going to anybody argue that. But we also have friends that cannot afford
right.
it. And
right.
they're the ones that are going to hurt. And everybody's like, well, that's their problem. They should have worked harder. They should have saved more. They shouldn't have spent so much money. I mean, now that's not a good program, I don't think, when you're supposed to be helping people and say, okay, let's get something put together for those folks that can't afford it, that did work their entire life.
Yeah, exactly, and deserve a good retirement.
Yes.
So, well, that's going to do it. One final time, how can folks get a hold of you, Greg?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
And, Greg, thank you. It's always fun. Nope.
Thank you, Dan. I always appreciate your time.
We always talk about what needs real to be estate. Talked about. Well, it affects real estate.
It does.
It sure does. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. If you'd like to get a hold of Greg, you can give him a call at the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121. This is KDWA Hastings.